Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another tip of today, mental health tip of today with Jesus Plus Therapy Sis. Our goal this month is to break the stigma about around mental health. And because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, we want to be intentional and contributing to breaking that stigma. So today is Free Your Mind and the rest will follow. Today is Free Your Mind Friday and we're so excited to bring you another mental health tip of the day. So listen, I'm going to get a little bit more intense throughout the month, but I want to kind of gently ease you into the mental health things because, right, we can't break the stigma and we're steady coming at you hard. So I want to give you some things to kind of ease you in, reel you into this mental health thing, and then I'm going to catch you and we're going to keep it moving, right? That sounds so crazy. But anyway, so what does it mean to free your mind? How do I free my mind? Girl, do you know what I got going on in my life? Ma'am, do you know what I have going on in my life? And I know a lot of times life plus trauma plus situations plus demands plus titles keep us in a place that we don't know if we're coming or going. And so I want to give you a couple of tips on how you can free your mind on a daily basis, right? Like how you can be in a place of kind of dumping some things out so that you can have the capacity to take on the next day, right? Because we can't predict the next day. We can't predict tomorrow. Tomorrow's not even promised to us. But what we can do is prepare for. So some things that you can do to kind of help you dump, create a place of freedom for you on a daily basis. One, journal. Writing things down allows your mind to get to a place of actually dumping those things out, even if you don't create a solution. So even if your journal is this happens, it allows your body to release what was keeping you in a place of not being free. So journaling is a great way to free your mind daily. Two, meditation. Taking time to do those deep breathing exercises, which we talked about on Monday, would definitely be a great idea. Three, y'all already know. Go seek you somebody. Go talk to a therapist, a counselor. Go get you some help. Listen, don't wait till you're in a crisis where you feel like there's no way for you to be free to go come see us, right? We want you in that place where you still good, but you on the verge of not being good. We'll take you there. So make sure that you are seeking out a therapist. And listen, as we go throughout this month, we will definitely teach you how to seek a therapist when we do our Therapist Tips Thursday. So make sure you continue to tune in throughout the week as we continue to give you tips on how to deal with your mental health.